press the record button. This could all go horribly wrong.
We've got to do something now.
All right. This is the podcast. We're here. Hi.
Yes.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Now, boys, I have a treat for you.
What have you got? Are you going to blindside us?
Well, not really. I've made you a Christmas present.
Wow.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brandon, punctual Toby Sullivan. I don't know
why I'm introducing you.
We've been doing 50 of these.
Yeah, who the fuck is going to be sitting here? Special guest, Donald Trump.
This is something I made for Christmas because, look, it's been a while since our friends got together. And I don't know if you know this, but on Broadway... In the 70s.
I know what's coming, I reckon.
There was a controversial production of Gypsy.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Starring Bette Midler.
Oh,
really?
And playing the part
of Harvey was playing opposite her?
Adolf Hitler.
What?
Oh, no. Wow.
That's not true.
Hitler versus Midler. One more time.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
You. We are missing on the rest of the
And you want to know why?
I see me getting ready to take the first one out of the house without fear of being covered in the return.
Because I was born too soon and started too late.
Is your name if you're honest, Philip?
What I got in me, I could have been better than any of you.
I saw this high since you couldn't fake it.
What I got in me, what I've been holding down inside of me.
And so could you.
If I ever let it out.
It's me figuring.
There wouldn't be signs.
Wenn er sich ohne Befehl entfernt hat, ist das Fahnenflucht.
There wouldn't be lights bright enough.
Verrat!
Here she is, Bob!
Bringen Sie mir Fegeleid!
Here she is, Bob!
Fegeleid!
Here's Rose!
Fegeleid! Fegeleid!
Curtain on!
That was a controversial production.
I know. Apparently, it's highly underattended.
It's hard to tell who's more hysterical. It's hard to know who's chewing more scenery. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine sharing a dressing room with Hitler? Can you imagine?
It'd be only slightly worse than Elton John.
More flowers!
Oh, could you imagine the writer there? But yeah, there'd be more flowers. You know, all of the black M&Ms had to be taken out.
And the brown ones and the yellow!
Move your makeup out of the way. I need to make room for my bronze eagle.
Yeah, don't look me in the eye and no Jews!
Lainey Riefenstahl in the corner taking videos.
Although Lainey Riefenstahl would have made an awesome version of Gypsy.
Oh, yeah. God, could you imagine?
You know when the big sign comes up at the end when she's singing Rose's Turn?
No, I want to see her version of a chorus line, because there would literally be 40,000 dancers in there. That would be awesome.
She should do the London Olympics. They should dust her off and have a very Riefenstahl Olympics.
That would be good.
Or either that or the Saturday night show at the Greyhound. Now featuring Lainey Riefenstahl.
I think that has been directed by Lainey.
Do you think so?
But what is going on at the Greyhound?
Oh, my God.
It is humongous now.
Out of control.
The Greyhound for...
interstate and international listeners.
Yes. For people still yet to escape from the confines of Adelaide. it's just this pub in St Kilda. And I lived like next door to the Greyhound in the early 90s. And it was just a fat old man's pub. It was like a $4 Palmer pub.
Yeah.
It was just a joint.
Mm.
And then it changed hands. It was, you know what my thing about the Greyhound was? It used to have painted on the window, pub bistro, Aussie and Chinese.
Oh. Aussie and Chinese.
Like, okay, well, that's all two bases covered.
Yeah, great.
And then it changed hands or something, and then it was like a rock pub. Like a big Fred Negro Espy pub, and now it's this huge gay palace.
It's a super club now.
It's like a gay TARDIS because it still looks like a fat old man's pub from the outside.
And then
but you go inside, and it's like queer as folk all of a sudden.
It used to have like a really dodgy stage down the back, and they do
half-ass
drag shows, and the carpet was sticky, and it was horrendous.
Yeah. It was like a gay Gershwin room.
Now they've I think they spent like $1 million on the lighting rig alone.
The lighting rig is ridiculous.
Out of control.
Oh, my God. Who is? It's like they're expecting Kylie to turn up at any moment.
Well, if they build it, she will come.
I counted 19 movers in that rig.
It's wow.
19 man. Moving lights and this whole huge wall-sized video screen yes. behind it that they use for nothing.
Maybe yeah. maybe when the 20th anniversary AbFab comes out during the Olympics, they'll show that there.
They'll show that.
Yes, yes.
And then they have these extravagant shows on the weekend with like boylesque, like, you
oh
know,
my God.
Male cabaret and acrobats and...
Oh my
you
God.
Know what I loved that night we went when we were running away from someone?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. yes.
Scott had gone to his new boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
And so Toby and I were stuck with someone we didn't like. I went, oh, yeah, we're going over there. And then we quickly went, where can we go where they won't be?
And we went to Greyhound because we knew they were north side.
Yeah,
and
they were north side.
We exploited Melbourne's gay civil war. Just going, those northerners will never go south. Let's go to the Greyhound.
Let's go to the Greyhound. And we were like going, oh, my God, this show is both incompetent yet spectacular.
Yes.
And they were doing Grease. And the,
oh, wow.
the male dancers are, oh, they're what, 35 if they're a day? There's nothing I love more than an aging male dancer.
If you can imagine if, like, Luke Perry was still trying. Imagine if he hadn't given up the ghost.
He's still very trying.
Very trying.
Yes.
Very trying.
Do you know why I think they've got the aging boy dancers?
Why?
Because they make the drag queens not look as old as they actually are. It's like, you know, drag queens who order gigantic glasses.
Yes, so they're yes, like, pop Rhonda Birchmeyer up there with them. No one will notice Mother Teresa. No, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was. They had everything that opened and shut, every kind of showbiz trick and light, and then these sort of abflex mongoloids stomping around. With the apologies to any mongoloids with abs who may be listening.
Yes, yes.
just hoofing all over the stage, like... I don't know who was doing the... I don't think there was any choreography. I think they just had some pieces of raw steak dangling above them like marionettes. And they would just follow them around the stage and hope that they wouldn't collide.
They were doing a Grease show, so I think it's muscle memory.
Yes. Just think of that 18th birthday they went to.
Oh, the Mega Mix. Oh, I'm doing Grease Lightning. Yeah. I don't even know how.
It's like a little voice. It just happens.
It's like when you learn to drive. The first 3 years, you really have to concentrate. Then after a while, I'm driving now.
Yeah, driving, Grease, Time Warp.
Yep.
It's all just part of us. Yep.
Hey, where were we recently? Was it in Hobart or Adelaide where we were out? And I have, you know, these sort of...
flashbacks.
Yeah.
Flashbacks. We were dancing to the Time Warp.
We are. That was
in Hobart.
That was in Hobart.
Yes.
At Flamingo.
At Flamingo.
Come on, guys. We have a responsibility to each other to look after each other when we're out.
No, Toby. It was the Glee version of Time Warp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure this is important?
It was totally the Glee version.
Okay, all right.
It's kind of
feel
like
a bit better.
Musical Water Wings, if you know what I mean. It's like kind of...
Don't you remember, like, when we were at Flamingos and a song would come on, we go, oh, I love Like a Prayer. And we'd be like going, no, it's in the right key. This is really peculiar.
Yeah.
What is...
It's,
it's the Glee version.
The Glee version.
It's been auto-tuned out till next Thursday.
I do remember quite a bit of Glee in the mix.
I think that's all they had was on giant Glee CD.
it was probably a karaoke DJ that hired. It is Hobart after
it
all.
They had one of those, you know, those big like LP-sized laser discs.
That was what I loved. Like, we'd gone, oh, it's 80s night. We're going to love this. It's all the music we know. Oh, no, we don't know this music.
No.
Oh, that's right. It's the Glee version.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't go there because it was 80s night.
We went there because it was the only place to go.
We stayed there because it was 80s night.
We stayed there because it was 80s night.
And because
I just had a flashback of dancing to the Time Warp, and I'm so ashamed.
I actually have a Time Warp.
I wasn't ashamed of passing out and pissing in the gut. I'm ashamed of dancing to the Time Warp.
I actually gave myself a Time Warp related injury a little while ago.
What?
It was a while ago now. It was Halloween last year.
Did you bring your knees in too tight?
I did. You know that I'm physically incapable of doing that, baby. No, there was a drag show on. It was Halloween, and they were doing the Time Warp, and I was a little boozy, as it were, and was standing by the bar and did the, you know, you do the arms up, then down, and I put my hand down really fast and smacked my finger into the bar, like, and, but the thing was, you know, when you hurt yourself like that and you get a bit lightheaded,
yes.
I passed out. I passed out from smacking my finger on the bar doing the time warp at a drag show.
Did you pass out because all of the blood had rushed from your anus where it's trying to keep the shit in?
Yes.
To your finger.
Yeah, so when I say passed out, I mean...
You shit yourself.
I totally, and I was with my friend Eric, who was a nurse, and I turned to him and went, oh, I'm not feeling too well. And he was going, yeah, I know, because he couldn't hear what I was saying. But apparently the last thing that I said just as I flaked out was, help me, Eric. And fell into his arms.
Help me, Obi-Wan, you're my only hope.
You finger-banged yourself into unconsciousness.
I did. I time warped.
That is stunning. That is fucking stunning.
I love a time warp injury.
We need to make a video about this, like the aging twinks. We need to do a warning.
A warning. Now,
do not overdrag yourself.
I should say we have a couple of videos, and hopefully more will be going up in the next few weeks.
Yes.
Of some of our, you know, startling community service announcements. And advertisements for farting records.
Yes.
I also have a gay injury, a gingery.
Oh,
gingery.
And it's just coming to my attention this morning.
It has recently come to my attention.
It has recently come to my attention. I have a gingery. I don't know. It's a vulgar story, but, you know, let's begin as we're meant to continue.
Exactly.
I love how you're giving a warning for a vulgar story now.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, yeah, what episode are we up to? Jesus.
Last night I came home from work and it came to my attention that Peter was a bit frisky.
Right? Oh.
Right. And I really wasn't. So I thought, look, he's, you know, he did make dinner twice this week. So I necked a bottle of wine quick as I could manage.
Oh, who says romance is dead?
I thought, look, fair's fair. Come on, you know, quid pro quo. So I jammed a bottle of wine.
I'll shelve a Cabernet Sauvignon.
So 750 mils of romance later. we're in a bit of a clinch. And look, you know, in all fairness to him, it was terrific.
Right.
But I think I put my back out fucking my boyfriend. I think I'm going to have to go to the physio. I think I did something.
Oh, no.
Maybe you need a new mattress.
I think I've pulled a muscle.
We need some kind of gay work
as
cover.
It were.
Well, one would hope you pulled something.
Yeah. We need some kind of gay work cover for this. We need some kind of government.
I was about to say GURK cover.
GURK.
That sounds ridiculous.
Doesn't work. Well, that'd be good because then you could have
gay compensation.
You can have your inspectors come around, just going, "Sorry, this is not gay safe.
That sling's too high.
This animal's out of date." And...
Yeah. Or people just standing there watching have sex. No, bend from the knees.
From the neck.
Bend from the knees, not the waist. I fucked myself. I've done something terrible to my lumbar.
You've got a fucking injury.
Yeah, I've got a fucking injury. I've got a finjury.
Don't say finjury. You make my eyes go funny.
Holy cow.
Well, we should move on with some other things.
I don't really hang out with the rest of the guys very often. You know, they're a bad influence.
Talk poofy to me.
Well, this is our very special poofy Christmas.
Yeah. So Christmassy. So Christmassy.
The gift that keeps on giving until you have to take antibiotics.
We have designed this podcast to be listened to if you're an angry gay teenager and it's Christmas morning and your mum has just done something unspeakable.
Yes.
Like not given you a bike.
Yeah.
And you have slammed the door. I fucking hate Christmas, mum. And you're sitting in your bedroom listening to three aging queens.
Yeah.
Talk about bum love. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Or you've just spent your day with your family and want to go on a gun rampage. So instead of doing that, you can listen to us.
You can listen to us.
Or you can, you know, have your headphones in because the teenagers do that and the parents don't seem to care.
You can be at Christmas dinner.
You can be at Christmas dinner and every time your nan farts, as they have a want to do when they've had a lot of gin and too much turkey, you can just be sitting there laughing actually at the fart noises
on
here.
Fart noises. There you go.
Real human fart noises.
I might do that at my Christmas. I fucking hate family Christmas.
Oh, that's so annoying, isn't it? See, this is why, as distressing as it was at the time when my mother died on Boxing Day,
great.
It gave me such a reason to hate Christmas.
Yes.
And not do anything about it.
Yeah, super.
Also, it's a fortnight before my birthday, and that's far more important. Celebrating turning 29 again for the 14th time.
That's a pretty high price to pay for hating Christmas, to justify hating
Christmas.
She
hated Christmas, though. She instilled it in me before, and I think she deliberately died on Boxing
Day. All right, I'll show him.
She hated Christmas so much that when I was living overseas in like 91, 92, what she and my sister had for Christmas lunch was chicken-flavoured two-minute noodles because it's almost a turkey.
Awesome. Awesome.
Great.
What a top bird.
This is the effort that she would put into Christmas. She hated it. She hated the commitment
the commercial
you have to make. But also the commitment to going and talking to relatives that you really have nothing in common with, that you don't want to see.
If you got on that well, you would just hang out.
Yes. Yeah.
Instead of being enforced and...
This forced occasion and some fucking auntie just going, so how's the comedy festival?
Oh. Yes. And you got a call from your brother before, and I suspect it was Christmas related.
No, he just rang to catch up, but I guess it's kind of in the lead up. I haven't seen
He's gone. Oh, it's December on Friday. I better get something out.
Better ring the family.
So obviously you don't do a big family thing. Do you do a family thing?
Oh, we do a smallish family thing. It's just been my other brother, the non-estranged brother, and.
Do you get this at Christmas or family functions in general if you don't arrive with a child that you made?
Oh. Yeah.
You're invisible.
No, I'm allowed to. I just have to arrive and be gay.
Right.
But, you know, that's my excuse. Other people bring children, I bring homosexuality.
Well, I can trump you.
Yep.
I'm gay and I have a stepchild.
Well, yeah. Damn you.
My boyfriend made one with his penis.
In a vagina.
I had sex with a vagina. But it is Christmas.
It is Christmas.
Yes.
We should, we forget that some people have their birthdays on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like some people, like it is their birthday and it's.
Well, Wally Gunn, who wrote our theme song, it's his birthday 2 days after Christmas.
2 days after Christmas. So, you know, mine's a fortnight later, so I get at least 4 weeks of drinking before I...
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I think we should talk to someone whose birthday it is today.
Ah,
I'll just do some dialing acting.
Okay. That's wonderful dialing.
And I'll do it closer to the microphone.
Okay. Wow. Wow. HD... So we've actually
dropped the phone. So we've got Jesus.
Hello, Jesus. Are you there?
Hi there, lovely Hono Sensuals.
Hello, Jesus.
Hello there, boys.
Happy birthday.
Fans. Jesus, but no, it's not a big deal up here, okay?
What?
It's not a big deal. We don't make a big deal of it up here.
But it's your birthday.
I know it's my birthday, but the Virgin Mary's not so happy about it.
Oh, really? Why?
Because she walks around all day saying, this is the day I pushed out a baby and didn't even have the sex. I had the stretch marks and also the morning sickness, and he didn't even do me in the hole. So it's a bad day, so we have to be very quiet, because she walks around and should hear the Virgin Mary. Hi, I'm the Virgin Mary, she says. Says I had the baby come out of my vaginas and you ruined my perineum. And you should have a look at my perineum, but we don't have perineums in heaven.
Really?
You leave them at the door. Leave them at the door. There's a big bucket. There's a bucket there.
There's a bucket.
Yeah,
the
next to the door with everyone's perineums.
You got a ring bucket.
Yeah, and every now and then we put all the perineums together and make a person, and that. Where Carl Sandilands came from. So we have
you
to have.
You can't say that, Jesus.
No, that's Jesus. I can say what I like.
So, like, do you miss having a birthday? Do you have a celebration at another time of year? Or
no,
or
no. Just... Have a secret one. Have a secret one. It's just me and Mary MacKillop.
Right.
Mary MacKillop.
Yes, because she bakes a mean sponge cake, and when she makes a cake, and I blow out the candles, and then we go and talk to Mary about her perineum.
I want to know about your mum, Mary.
Did she
get to have sex after giving birth?
Heaps and heaps. Yeah, she had lots. Let's face it, Joseph was champing at the bit about it.
I was going to say, Joseph must be pretty shirty about having to have a child without having Nookie as well.
Well, yeah, he's pretty pissed off. Yeah, because, you know, she had didn't even have the scent with another man, but with God. And Danny had to have the baby and had to pay for me to go to private school. So he's not very happy about that.
What school did you go to? Scopus?
Wesley.
Wesley. I thought, given that you sound a bit camp, you might have gone to Ginizano. Oh, now we're doing jokes about schools in Melbourne that
doing
no one knows.
Jokes about schools in Melbourne.
Jesus, you have your birthday on Christmas, and that's pretty irritating.
Yeah.
Why does God make people be born on Christmas? It's irritating for all concerned.
Because God just wants to shit people. That's the reason why he does most things.
He's just a prankster.
Yeah, he's like that uncle that you see on Christmas Day is always wearing a bow tie and being like an idiot and trying to make people laugh. That's what God is like.
That's God.
Yeah.
God's the accordion uncle.
Yeah, totally. So, he's like an accordion uncle with a monkey hand puppet on his hand.
So God is the Scott Brennan of heaven.
Scott, what do you think of that?
He's quiet.
Okay.
Scandalized.
So yeah, it's not a really big deal up here, but we still have the Christmas decorations in the shops for some reason.
I was going to say, Jesus, do you feel that on Earth we've lost the spirit of Christmas?
What the hell is tinsel? What the hell is that? We didn't have it in the manger. Like, it wasn't anywhere. There was nothing spangly and spangly. It's like you made Christmas into my birthday to Mardi Gras, for Christ's sake. What the hell is that? I don't even understand. How did they even make it? That is a carcinogenic. I mean, really, what is this? What is tinsel?
I don't know. I thought it was something angels or something.
I don't know. I didn't even know where it came. Just like Christmas. And what? Like in the Southern Hemisphere, you still got like tinsel snowmen. I don't even know.
It's factually incorrect.
While we're on the topic, Jesus, what are angels like? I've always got the impression that they'd probably be a little bit like marketing girls.
They're more like real estate agents.
Oh. Yeah.
Like top-tier real estate agents, like screwing you for a commission, or just that annoying bitch in the Barina that turns up to the rental property?
I'm thinking Barina.
Yeah.
They're a little bit annoying because they like being around forever, and they're like God's right hand mans and stuff. They'd up themselves.
Yeah, right.
They totally up themselves. They don't even have mobile phones. They got Bluetooth earpieces now.
Oh, those wankers.
What they're like, yeah.
You angel wankers.
Yeah.
See, I imagined them Virgin in-flight staff.
Yes, yeah. Except they don't bring you donuts.
Oh, Jesus, you're doing callbacks.
I am. See, I know everything, so I can do the callbacks. Oh, I can do callbacks to jokes you haven't even made yet.
And the way I edit this podcast, that may well be the case here. Thank you so much, Jesus.
Nice to talk to you, homosexuals.
Okay, thanks.
Happy
bye.
Birthday.
Bye, thank you, bye.
Tracy, you have had some truly shocking reviews over your career.
Damn, love to read all of those. Talk poofy
to me. Well, we knew the Christmas frivolity couldn't go on forever.
Well, this is true.
Scrooge has
arrived.
Oh, don't. I like to think of him as, you know, Santa on his rags.
Yeah. But he's brought something for us. Like, he's got something with us.
Look, happy.
Yeah.
Excited.
Hi.
It's the Poofcast's very own sugar daddy, Grunty McFuckery.
Yay.
Hi, hi, hi. Merry Christmas. Deck the halls with lubin dildos. Peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Ho, ho, ho.
Nah, only fool and get fucked like usual, shitheads. Fuck, I hate Christmas. A little bit more than everything else. I fucking hate it. Apparently my letter to Santa asked for double time penalty rates, half of everyone to leave town, and Macaulay Culkin to launch an exclusive takeover of my fucking television set for the week. Every single fucking chimney fisting year. Oh. I think the Macaulay Culkin thing is the worst of it, actually. It's not that I particularly dislike the Home Alone series of movies, it's just that when I see little Culkin, he's a dead ringer for most of the bar staff at Wrongen's. I don't like being reminded of work when I'm trying to relax. The other reason I hate Christmas is every suck job with a sleigh is looking at me like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, fucking grunty, is this the year that Christmas warms your heart? right? Like, A, there's something wrong with me. I'm a fucking realist. It's you loved up Pollyanna poofters have got to change your attitude. And B, I think Princess Cuddly Anna Gare has been watching too much of Christmas fucking Carol. Like, I'm going to be magically visited by Grunty past, present and future, and they're going to be all like, oh, mend your fucking ways, Grunty, end your days alone and eating pet food and pig's ass for dinner. Ooh, help me, Obi-Wan, I've burnt a fucking hole in my septum with all the blow. Bullshit. I'll tell you what, Prancer, Donna, Dancer and Jizzling, A, magic... Magic doesn't fucking happen. Hemorrhoids do. And B, even if it did, it wouldn't go down like that. Grunty Past would say, fuck, Grunt, you're looking well. Wouldn't say you're a day over very fucking wealthy. Grunty Present would say, good job, son. Keep it up. Show the lousy bastards how it's done. And Grunty Future would spot me a couple of large so I could get another yacht. Stick that up Tiny Tim's ass and smoke it, Estella. Right, on to fucking business. Christmas is much like X Factor. You might not like it, but you can't stop it happening, so stop your whinging, get your black belt on and use the bitch's weight against her. And so it is in the spirit of resigned exploitation that I today unveil the Wrong'un's Christmas Hamper.
Ooh.
This magical wicker box of Christmas goodies can be yours for only $140 each week for a year. And look, it's an Aladdin's Cave of Yuletide joy. Right.
Oh,
that's God. Your Christmas ham.
God, it's mouldy.
Oh, I never said it was this Christmas ham.
Oh, it's making my eyes hurt. That's
right, there's a box of chocolates.
Oh, that don't...
Cadbury favourites. Oh. Sorry about the typo. They're not too careful with the proofreading at the packing plants in China. And if you know what's good for you, don't have too many at once. Some, by which I mean all of them, may have laxative jelly centres. Right, that's some frozen corn right there.
Oh, yeah.
No idea what the fuck that's doing in a Christmas hamper, but fuck it, if it's good enough for Crisco, it's good enough for Mo. Right, speaking of which, there's some actual Crisco. Open up and say, ah, girls, Merry Christmas. Right, and finally, the cheeky piece of resistance.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Lap it up, boys. That's the many moods of Grunty McFuckring 2012 erotic calendar.
Oh, my God.
I give you March.
No.
August.
Oh, my God.
No.
October. And that was completely consensual, by the way.
Oh, my God.
And December. Merry fucking Christmas, cunts.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Grunty.
Who knows what dreadful creatures inhabit the reaches of this galaxy?
Talk poofy to me.
Well, it is our special Christmas extravaganza, and it's best to talk to someone who actually
who really understands the true spirit of Christmas.
And who dresses like a Christmas tree every day of the year. Prue Lapps, how are you, darling?
Tristan, put it down, love. Put it down. Sorry, it's my new twink boyfriend. He's playing with one of the baubles on the tree. Hello, darlings. How are you? Tristan, don't open it. Don't open it yet. Don't open it yet. Oh, God, he's going to open the lube I got him. No, it's a PlayStation, darling. It's a PlayStation. All right. He's very young.
Well, I'm getting the impression.
Yes.
So do you celebrate Christmas? Because how do you go even more festive than you do the rest of the year round, Prue?
Well, it is rather difficult. I can tell you that. The costumes change. It's a lot of red, a lot of green.
Right,
a lot of tinsel. But I don't know. Well, actually, and otherwise, it's pretty much the same. It's, you know, I live a fairly Christmassy life at the best of times. Tristan, that's sharp. No, sorry, he's just picked up his soccer ball.
Is Tristan coming to yours for Christmas, or are you going around to Tristan's family?
Well, no, Tristan's been thrown out by his family, so I'm looking after him.
Oh, that was an unnecessarily poignant element to add to this.
I know, wasn't it, Charles? I know.
It's a tawdry role play, we insist. Right,
I found him in a drain. He was meowing in a drain.
Do you have a big family Christmas, Prue? Do a lot of people come around? Because some people have extravaganzas.
Well, yes, I do have quite a big Christmas. All of the drag queens come over to my house.
Which one?
What are you thinking?
Yes. Oh, you know, Dawn Service, Barbara Ganoush, Jane Duty Dentures comes over.
Helena Bottomfucker.
Yes. and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She mustn't get much work.
Nah, she only comes out once a year.
Do you cook for all that party?
Oh, no, love, I don't. No, we don't eat anyway. It's just finger food and champagne for us. Oh,
right. Naturally.
And by finger food, I mean Tristan.
Well, you brought it, you finger.
Yes, thank you. No, but yes, we have a day at my house where basically we just, everyone comes over. We have a bit of a Kris Kringle.
Walk us through the Christmas ritual.
Yes, we have a bit of a Kris Kringle. Then we get a bit boozy and just tear shreds off each other. That's pretty much Christmas Day. Yeah.
And listen, Pro, I'll keep my voice down because I don't want to spoil it. Right. Does Tristan know about Father Christmas?
Oh.
Have you had that difficult conversation with him?
Well, look, he knows that someone came down his chimney last night.
And emptied his sack.
I'm not really sure who he thinks it was, though. Okay. All right, I'm just going to leave it at that.
And what's on your Christmas list? What have you asked for?
Well, a little self-respect.
It's Christmas, it's not magic.
Yeah, I don't think Father Christmas can bring that in a sack.
Only you can bring that for yourself. Yeah. Okay, a little self-respect.
A little self-respect.
I think dressing as a Christmas tree and miming to, you know, Mariah Carey Christmas carols
will
not earn you any self-respect.
No, I don't think so. Well, that's just on Christmas Day, we always have All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
Just on repeat, non-stop.
Yes. Oh, my God.
For 8 or 9 hours at a stretch.
Do you
being a drag queen, I still don't know any of the words.
Do you watch Carols by Candlelight?
Oh, yes.
Carols in the Domain?
Every year. I flick myself off to Ray. Oh, I love him. Oh, I love him. Yes, I do like a bit of Carols. Oh, I'd like his Carols in my domain, if you know what I mean.
And are you going away on holiday for the summer? Do you get a caravan at Rosebud or anything? Or?
What are you thinking? A little bit of Priscilla going off in the bus and I don't tend to go away. I just like to stay in my house, but I like to pretend that I'm somewhere else in my house.
Oh, how do you do that?
I just go to Spotlight and buy a whole lot of patterned silk and go, oh, I'm in the Orient. Oh.
You sure you're not Wes Snelling?
Tristan, don't drink that, love. It's a sandwich. Don't drink it. Oh, God, he's so stupid. Right.
Gosh. It sounds like you've got a lot to attend to.
Yes, I've got a lot on my hands, on my plate at the moment. Yes.
Yes, and on your head.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you so much, Prelapse.
All right, lovely. Thank you. I've got to go and do my impersonation of being the angel on the tree now.
Oh, what's the tree? Oh,
don't ask. Write your own joke. All right. All right, well, Merry Christmas, my lovely.
Merry Christmas,
bro. Okay, talk to you soon.
Ho, 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 mo.
Oh, I'm the ho. Bye.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Talk poofy to me.
Well, that's been the Poofcast. Hope you're enjoying your summer.
Yay.
Unless you're listening to this in the Northern Hemisphere and suck shit.
Yay.
It's so nice down here. It's hot.
We're actually doing this on a beach.
I wonder if those Canadian boys are still listening.
Oh, my God, they would be frozen. Stiff.
They would.
You know that boy that... Yeah. Stop it.
Oh.
It's not called for.
Wow.
No.
And we do have a lot of North American listeners. We've got a few New York listeners. And,
yeah.
Really?
Hello, New York.
We have a strangely large percentage in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I can't think going on there. Why.
What's going on there.
Oh, let's do a shout-out to the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, if you can hear us, or unless you're listening to your iPod through your asshole.
That's uncalled for.
Well, that's how you listen to it. I thought all books just did.
That's because I make sure there's lots of bass in the...
Because there's a small boy still stuck up there who just relays the information.
Yeah. I've got to keep him entertained.
He's gone in there with a canary in a cage.
I ate the canary.
Oh, there'll be more of this next time.
Talking.